ఓం శాంతి అండ్ గుడ్ మార్నింగ్ టు యూ. వెల్కమ్ టు దిస్ మార్నింగ్ సెషన్. వీ హ్యావ్ విత్ అస్ సిస్టర్ డాక్టర్ సవిత. షీఈస్ ఏ మెడికల్ గ్రాడ్యుయేట్ ఫ్రమ్ రాజస్థాన్ హూ కేమ్ టు గ్యాన్ అట్ ఎ అర్లీ ఏజ్ ఆఫ్ 10. After studying medicine, she practiced for a couple of years in Rajasthan, and from 91 she was in Madhuban as a family physician to Dadi Prakashmani. You know her? Prakashmani Dadi was the administrative head of Brahma Kumaris. So she has a lot of experience with dadis here. Sister Savita is the chairperson of the women's wing of Rajyoga Education and Research Foundation. She is also the director for our Manas Sarovar campus. Hope you have seen Manas Sarovar, about 10 kilometers from Shantivan, very big campus. And she is a senior teacher for Raj Yoga in Shantivan. So she has delivered a lot of lectures across India and abroad, thousands of them to students, women's wing, etc. So the first half of the session will be on power of silence. And in the second half, we have an interview by Brother Tim from Australia. Brother Tim is also here. Can you show your face, brother? He is a musician, he is a composer, writer, and educator. He combines his composition, teaching, and performance along with spirituality. He's in Gyan over 40 years and he will be interviewing Sister Dr. Savita. So now I leave the stage to the lecture on power of silence, after which there will be the interview. Thank you, Sister.
Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Good morning. So, as far as our today's topic is concerned, we say Om Shanti. So Shanti means silence. So Baba has given this experience of peace and silence to us. We know that we are embodiment of peace. We belong to the Father who is ocean of peace, and we are the resident of abode which is abode of peace. So this is how we experience peace when we sit in Baba's remembrance, when we sit in meditation. So, what do you think? Do you all have this experience of peace? Or you just know it? One thing is that you know it. Okay, what's its mean? But the real experience. So those who think that I have experienced peace while I do meditation, raise your hand. So most of you. And those who do not experience it, can raise your hand. Okay. So actually this is our state of mind. if I am able to stabilize myself in that consciousness, peace is experienced or silence is experienced with the direction of my thoughts. If my thoughts are peaceful, if my thoughts are elevated, if my thoughts are positive, then I will experience that peace and silence within me first. No, like nowadays, the world is world of chaos. We experience so many problems in day-to-day life, and that's why we come into tension, we experience worries and fears, ups and downs, insecurities. And all these things, they make our mind peaceless. But when we come to Baba, like when we come to the center, so what is our first experience? As soon as we come into the environment of the center, what is your first experience? Peace. That impressed us. Like when you come to Madhuban, what is your experience in this environment? Yes? What is your experience? Peace? Is it or not? Yes. So why? Because the people who are staying here, they have that state of mind. And that's why the environment is created through their vibrations. So I vibrate the same what I am thinking. If I am worried, then what I am vibrating? Worry. If I am in sorrow, then what I am vibrating? So the way I am thinking, I am creating the same feeling in me, and I am creating the atmosphere around me. So at some places you feel that when you go there, the atmosphere is very heavy. Even when you meet with some people, you feel that you are not feeling good. And when you meet with some other people, you feel that meeting with them, I became light, I am feeling more peaceful, I am feeling more happy. So how is that? It's because their state of mind. If they have positive state of mind, then we feel good meeting to them. And if there is negative state of mind, means as I told you, they are in tension or in worry, then the same feeling will come. So here Baba has taught us, how we are creator of our own state of mind. Am I creator of my own thoughts, or situation is creator of my thoughts? Here, why we experience worry and all negativities, and because we are influenced by situations, we are influenced by people. But when I am in my own consciousness, means like when I am in awareness of myself, like I am embodiment of peace, my original nature is love, peace, power, happiness, then I am not influenced by situations, but I am able to transform all those situations. So that is how the power of silence, I can transform even situation, means atmosphere, even people. And that's what we have seen, like with Dadis, with Baba, how they changed everything. Many things came in Yajna when this Yajna was established in the beginning. We know that even someone came to kill Baba. But Baba's stage was so powerful that he was not able to shoot his gun. And he had risen from Baba. So Baba's state of mind changed the state of mind of that person. And he asked for forgiveness from Baba. Oh Baba, I came for wrong intention. Please forgive me. I didn't recognize you. Who are you? So how that became possible? Although Shiv Baba was there, but we need to have that connection with Baba. So when we are connected with Baba, all the science equipments, they work only when they are connected with electricity. Now if this mic is not connected with electricity, then it won't work. Anything, any instruments we are using here, they won't work till they are connected with electricity. So same is here. My power of silence will work. It will be more effective when I am connected with powerhouse, when I am connected with Baba. So as soon as I have that connection, immediately that power flows in me and it has that influence and effect. I can change the situation, I can change the atmosphere, I can change the people around me. So has any one of you have this kind of experience in your life? If you have, you can raise your hand. That with your own stage, you were able to, yes, to... Few of you are raising your hand. We need to experiment because it's not only this I told you just to know, or it's just knowledge, information. No. But knowledge is for experiment. So as Baba experimented, as Dadis experimented, Dadi Janki, when she first came to London, she didn't know the language. She didn't know English. But how did she serve over there? Sister Jayanti used to give classes, those double foreigners who were coming at that time. And Dadi used to just give them drishti. Class, Dadi will just give them drishti. And that drishti sustenance, brought Baba's jewels in knowledge. And you all know who were those. Brother Charlie, Brother Ken, our Denise, do you know all of them? And now they are looking after countries. Brother Charlie, he is the instrument for a continent, not only for a country. So how powerful soul emerged. So that was the power of silence. Through her attitude, she was able to change the attitude of them, although they belong to other religion. But they were able to understand the language of thought. So this is communication through, the silence is the communication through our thought power. It's not verbal communication. I'm not giving knowledge with my words. I am just conveying it with my feelings. Baba says, this is the service through good wishes and good feelings. Like service through mind, we say. We can call it service through mind. So when I am having that good wishes and pure feelings for others, they feel it. And that changes their attitude too. So how that transformation takes place, there one scientists, they were doing study on the monkeys. So there was an island, and on island there were a lot of monkeys, and that island was specially growing the crop of potatoes. And those monkeys, their food was potato. They will dig the potato from the land and then used to eat it. So what happened, once a monkey, he was sitting on the shore of the sea, and suddenly the one potato dropped from its hand. And when potato dropped, you know, my monkeys, they are very greedy, they won't leave. So immediately, you know, like he jumped in the water and took out that potato which was dropped. So after that, that potato, it got washed because it went into water. So then he ate, and when he ate that potato, that was more sweet because all the soil which was there on that potato, it got washed. So he liked it. So what he did next, he consciously, you know, like put other potatoes in the water, wash them, and then eat. So the monkeys, they copy each other. So when other monkey saw that he is putting potato in water and then eating, then also dipped his potato in water and eating. So he also found that's good. So all the monkeys on that shore, they were eating washed potatoes, putting their potatoes in water and then eating them. And then what happened next day, the monkeys on other shore of the island, it's very far away, you know, miles. But other shore monkeys, they also started eating washed potatoes. So how did they get that idea? What happened? Their vibrations, these monkeys, those who were here, their vibrations, they reached to the other shore, and some of them picked that vibration and they started doing the same act. That's what Baba says, no? Like when we spread vibrations of peace in the world, because it is subtle service, it's not visible. Other services are visible. Like when you are doing service with words, and it's too limited because either it is one to one or one to few or one to thousands. When it is media, maybe, you know, like 100,000s, like that. But still limited. Silence. Sitting at one place, we can reach to the whole world. But we need to have our stage that powerful. So that's what Baba says, if I am in the stage of lighthouse, might house, like lighthouse in the sea, it spreads its light for miles, same. If I am in that stage of lighthouse, then I am able to spread, and speed is very fast. Within seconds I can reach anywhere in any part of the world, like these science facilities, speed is 1 second. You just put on the switch, fan starts. Put on the switch, the darkness is vanished. No, like you get light. So how fast it is? Baba says, if the science speed is so fast, then what should be the speed of silence, power of silence? Yes. Within 1 second, we should be able to change the energy around us. Like if you put on AC, it immediately gives cooling, no? Like all heat disappears. So how much time it takes? So in the same way, my power of silence should be of that quality, that if some peaceless soul is around me, in contact with me, I should be able to give them experience of peace within seconds. Or if someone is in sorrow, then I should be able to remove their sorrow within seconds. What do you think? Is it possible, or is it just words? What do you think? So, if we do not experiment it in our life, then we think that it's just imagination. This can't be practical. But think of dadis. Like how many of you met any of the dadi? Only one. Few of you. So I just want to ask your experience. We go to dadi, like dadi chan ki, with any state of mind. It's not I'm always peaceful, I'm always happy. Maybe I'm confused sometime, like in some situation. And when you go and meet dadi, what happens? Does it change your state of mind or not? Yes. So immediately, because it's their power of peace, their power of silence, their power of happiness that changes our state of mind. And we forget everything. And we just dance in happiness. So if they can do, if they can have that power, why cannot we have? But we need to reach that level. Their aura was so powerful. They were like lighthouse. So we need to attain that state. We need to make that effort. So I need to be embodiment of peace, bestower of peace. If I myself is not in peace, I am peaceless in small situations. Whole day many things will be coming to me, but it depends on me that if I go into waste thoughts or negative thoughts. Baba has already told us, or Baba already gave us all the solutions for every problem. We know how to put a full stop. If there are waste thoughts in my mind because of any person or because of any situation, do you know how to put a full stop? Baba has given the knowledge of all the three aspects of time. So we know why is this happening, how can I solve it. I have answer to all the questions because I know I am Trikal Darshi. I know all the three aspects. So I can be a detached observer and I can make right decision. That's what Baba says, controlling power over mind. If I am going into waste thoughts, because peacelessness arises from the waste thoughts or negative thoughts. If anything is creating negative thoughts in me, then I should be able to put a full stop to them. So, Dadi Janki, as I was telling, Dadi was given the title, the most stable mind in the world. So how she was the most stable mind in the world? She was tested in laboratory. Her mind was tested in laboratory. The scientists, they did the experiment on her. The effect of meditation. What's the effect of meditation on her mind? So in Texas University, how many of you know that test which was done on Dadi? If any one of you know, you can raise your hand. So few of you know about that. So the test was, Dadi was put a machine on her head. It was EEG machine, which tests our brain, how much active it is. So they found Dadiji's brain was producing delta waves even when she is active, means she was doing some activity, even when she was solving problems, whatever. It's not only when she was meditating, but in each and everything she was asked to do. And they got amazed because delta waves are produced in our brain only when we are in deep sleep. But her brain was producing delta waves while awake, while doing everything. And that's why she was given this title of the most stable mind in the world. And I think many of you must be knowing that she once sat with the psychologist in a program in London, in Albert Hall with Uri Geller. So Uri Geller, a psychologist from Israel, with the special mental powers. And his powers was, if we see a watch for a period of time, he can stop that watch with the power of thoughts only. Or he was able to bend a key in his hand by just seeing it for a moment. And he was able to germinate the seeds in his hands, seeing them for a period of time. So is any one of you know about it? You know. You have seen it. You were there at that time. So he demonstrated it in that hall in front of the public. He could stop the watch and then can start the watch, and he bent the keys and then, you know, like made them normal. And again he shown that, you know, like germination of the seeds too. So the hall was full of BKs as well as non-BKs, means guests were also there. And what Dadiji did, she just conducted our meditation. Meditation for 10 minutes, 15 minutes, and there was pin drop silence in the hall. And then he was asked about his experience. So he said, Dadi, I have this power. Although this is magical, but this power is you know, just giving people that wonder. It's not going to benefit them. But the meditation you conducted, it gave experience of peace of mind. And the human beings, they need peace of mind. And this experience, I am not able to give. So for me, you are wonderful. Because the world needs peace. So their vibrations, means Dadiji's vibrations, made everyone feel that peace. So that's why what I said. Okay, within minutes, our power of silence should work in minutes. Like Brother Tim, yesterday I was talking to him and he shared his experience with Dadi Prakash Mani when Dadi came to Brisbane. He belonged to Brisbane. So when Dadi came to Brisbane, Dadi Prakash, first time he came for her program. And he said, I was from other religion. And not only from that religion, but active in the church. Active member of the church. But Dadiji, what Dadi spoke, he was not able to understand much that, because that's the knowledge, you know, Baba's knowledge. But the drashti she gave while meditating, that drashti was so powerful that gave her the experience of God, him the experience of God. And that's what brought him into Baba, I think. Am I right?
That's right. Thank you.
Yeah.
So, when I was asked to interview you today, and I knew of all of your very close physical company with the Dadis, and in relation to this wonderful topic, the power of silence, I wondered if you might be able to, as you talk about some of the Dadis, somehow get across the feeling of the power of silence, so that when you tell us a story, we will feel like that power that you had when you were in their presence. So many who are here now have never met the Dadis, and they won't. But I think sometimes when you tell a story, you go to that place and you feel what the person telling the story felt, and you get a very, very strong experience of that. So would that be okay? So maybe we could do four of the dhatis.
Mm-hmm.
So perhaps we can start with Dadi Prakashmani, as you just mentioned her, and if I might just reiterate that when I saw Dadi's eyes and all of the lights went down, I experienced the power of silence, because it was very silent, but it was something else, a power that was there with the silence. So if you could perhaps tell us a story about Dadi and her qualities, and maybe even a scenario where you were absorbing that power and what it felt like.
Like I used to accompany Dadi wherever she used to go when I was personal doctor to Dadi Ji. So I used to see when she used to go to any class, the atmosphere of the class, you know, completely changed, because she was embodiment of love, mainly love, although peace too, and embodiment of power. So her aura was so powerful that in whichever gathering, you know, she used to present, people get that, you know, like feel of peace, power and love from her. So that was her effect. And mostly she was very loving to mothers, those who were coming to meet Baba or in any program of retreats and all. So around her cottage, you know, most of the times they will gather, and you know, they wanted that if Dadi gives us drishti, because Dadi was not able to meet each one of them personally. You know, India, everything is in thousands, not in no few number. So it's not possible to meet each one as, you know, like in personal. So they will all gather in a group in front of the cottage, and Dadi Ji will go to the door. I used to take her to the door, and then standing there, she will give them so loving drishti that they feel, find themselves fulfilled, and then they will leave from there. So that was her, you know, like sustenance for the souls who were coming there. And really, you know, like Baba says, no, like when some senior is there, we feel that canopy, their presence also gives us, although we are not meeting them or talking to them, but still their presence in the campus, it creates that atmosphere and that aura that make them people fulfilled with that. So that was the power of Dadi Ji, that what I felt.
That was very beautiful. So the next Dadi, and I think of this Dadi as maybe more than anything else, the sweetness of silence, and that was Dadi Gulzar. Yeah. So I remember in 2012, Dr. Nirmala was doing a class here, and she said, and Willie will have a special guest at the end. And when Dadi Gulzar was brought in, the whole atmosphere just completely changed, like it was an electric current. And it went very, very silent, and nobody made a sound. But it was so sweet, the silence. So can you tell us more about her?
Actually, mine coming to Baba, and especially this season of becoming Brahma Kumari, surrender Brahma Kumari, it also came from drishti. What happened, no? Like when I first came to meet Baba in 1985, I told you I first met Baba, and Baba that time used to meet in person, like one-to-one meeting used to be there. So we met Baba. Very few Brahmins used to come at that time. It was only we were 150 in that group. And when we finished Murli, then one by one we came up on the stage, and Baba was holding hand of each Brahmin, because Dadi Guljar is the medium of Baba. So she was the medium. So I'm talking about her drishti at that time, because for me, I was a new student. I just finished course 6 months ago, and my teacher brought me there because I was studying in medical college. So I didn't knew much about the knowledge, because I was not listening Murli regularly. Just I finished my course and I knew that we should listen Murli every day, but because of my studies, I was not able to come to the center every day. So sometimes I used to come, and so not aware of knowledge of that much. So that's why I'm telling, for me, that time she was Dadi Guljar. So it was not that deep connection with Baba, and I knew everything. So when my turn came and I came up on the stage, although my teacher told me that you are going to meet God, you know, so there is incarnation of God in her. And I knew that Shiv Baba comes in her. So she told me, be soul conscious when you go in front of Baba, because if you are soul conscious, then you will be able to experience. That I kept attention. So when I was in front of Baba and I got his drishti, now like I really got lost, and I was in the light, and it was so loveful. I never experienced that love in my life, and it was a long drishti from Baba, and it was like a magnet. You know, like when iron come close to magnet, what happened? Just, you know, stick. So, you know, like for me, I forgot that I have to move. So I just kept standing there, and it was so enlightening for me, that changed my, it was like U-turn for my life. I got that experience at that time that I met God. That feeling I got from Baba, that I'm really meeting God, who is in front of me. It's not an ordinary soul, but it's such a power and such a love. No human being can give us that love. And then Baba, whatever Baba told me, Baba used to speak also, no, like blessings. So he told me, he asked me, Kumari means what? So I didn't answer because I didn't knew. So he again asked me, so I kept quiet. Then Baba himself told me, Kumari means so Brahman se uttam sreshth. This is Hindi, means the one who is elevated than 100 Brahmins. So I couldn't get it because I didn't know who Brahmins are and all. So I just, you know, kept standing and listening. And then Baba again spoke few words to me, very good, you know, like elevated words. So I just remembered them because I didn't understand. And when I came down, then I talked to my sister, and then she told me, okay, you didn't understand, don't worry. You just remember every day what Baba has said to me, because he knows your future. He knows your all three aspects of time. You are just seeing your present. So that's why you're not able to, you know, like accept them. So I said, okay, this I can do. So that's how, you know, that drishti changed me totally. And after going from Madhuban, then I became regular BK. No matter how much I was busy, I will read Murli or go to the center and listen Murli. I started doing my Amrit Vela, and I started following my food habits. No, like all this vegetarian and this not to be eat outside, means like in restaurants and all, you know, like so that's how Dadi's drishti worked. That time she was Dadi for me, but then I realized ki not only I met Dadi, but I met Baba through her drishti.
Wonderful. And the next Dadi, Dadi Manmohini, is not a Dadi that I ever met because I came 2 years after.
Dadi Manmohini, me too, I didn't meet her.
Well, I won't.
Dadi Janki then.
Okay, we'll go on to Dadi Janki, but just before we do, I want to ask you, have you ever personally witnessed what you might consider, in the light of knowledge, a miracle through the power of silence?
Through Dadi Janki?
Yeah.
Yes, when I was new in Madhuban in 90s, when I started doing seva in dispensary, Baba dispensary in Pandabhavan, because that time we had that campus only. Hospital 2 came up in 91 and Gyan Sarovar came up in 95. So there was only Pandabhavan and all Dadis were there at that time. So I was there as a doctor, so definitely because our Dadis, they are they are seniors, so because of their age, they were need to check their BPA regularly, means either every day or every alternate day, means their fitness to be checked by the doctors time to time. Or if she needs any medicine, so the sisters, they used to call me, to bring this medicine to Dadiji, like that. So that's how, like, I used to come in and contact at the time. So I saw once when I went to check her BP, it was morning time, before going to class. She was going for Muli class and she wanted to check her BP before going to class. And you know, she was walking to Om Shanti Bhavan every day. So I checked her BP, it was all right, and I saw that many double foreigners as well as Indians, they were standing in front of her in the Prast, in the Prast building she was living in Madhuban. So they were standing and Dadi came out from her room and Dadi gave them long drishti. So they were all waiting for Dadi's drishti actually. And then Dadi, after giving them drishti, Dadi spoke few words too, like blessings from her, and then they all went to class too. So, you know, like I thought I can also come and join every morning here, because I didn't know before that ki Dadi is, before going to class, Dadi is meeting and giving drishti like this, those who come here. I think she's the older BK. Do you know that? Yes, she knows that. So then I too started coming to Dadi, and morning I stood there and I got her drishti, and there was such a power in her drishti and so much, you know, like love and peace I experienced every day, that I am full for every day, whole day. So that was a great sustenance for me as a newcomer in the Madhuban. Because when you are living in such a big gathering, you know, like when you are not experienced of that life, because I was coming from a medical college hostel where I was living alone and no experience of living with so many people and different sanskar people, and you know, like how to adjust with them, everything, you face really challenges when. So that time, that really helped me a lot. And I found that Dadi was so easy, that if I went to her and asked anything, she will answer so nicely, you know, like, and it's not that she's a young girl. And because I was too young at that time, so she's a young girl and she's coming to me and asking so many questions. It was not like that. No, she will listen to me patiently and know, answer my all the questions. So that's how. Now my sustenance from her was like that, through drishti mainly initially.
Wonderful. So as we're hearing the stories of the seniors who were the embodiments of the power of silence, as each story goes along, it gathers this feeling, this taste or fragrance of what it actually is, something that maybe is very hard to put into words, but we can feel it from the feelings that you are giving us when you're telling these stories. And I think it's one of the two things that Baba has been telling us the most to follow. One is the power of silence and the other is Manman above. But with the power of silence, he keeps telling us to experiment. And so hearing this, you get a feeling of what to go for. And looking at the Dadis, you have a clear example of what to copy, try to copy. What they were able to express. And so I was going to ask, can you think of a simple experiment that we could try maybe now for 5 minutes, experimenting with the feeling of the power of silence?
Actually, you know what Baba says, that the last form of service is this service, because when we reach to the last of this drama, then all these science equipments will fail, Baba says. No? So if you have that power of silence accumulated in you, then that will work as your wireless. And for that, we need to have our voiceless stage, means that gives us very clear connection with Baba. So when we have that clear connection with Baba, then we will be able to get touchings, Baba's touchings. In other words, we call that intuition, the right thing to do at right time, means that's what Baba says, no? You were able to catch the thoughts. Like we see our trans messengers, no? How they catch Baba's message. They go to subtle region. There is no like conversation with words. No? Like we talk here with each other. In subtle regions, there is language of thoughts only. So these all trans messengers, they catch Baba's language of thought. And that is silent world, subtle reason, and our this incorporeal world is silent reasons. So their communication, that communication is not this worldly communication. But still, when they come down, they are able to convey the complete message to us. But still, Baba says, those trans messengers who have clean mind were able to catch Baba's message in a right way and then convey in a right way. Otherwise, Maya will interfere. That's what, you know, we hear in the Murlis. So that's the main thing, no? Like we need to keep our mind very clean, means clean of all vices, clean and clear. So that's what Baba says, viceless stage. And we should be very truthful and honest to Baba. That is the clarity of mind. So then we will find that even our one thought can make wonders for others. So we need to experiment this. So how this power works. You know, the scientists, they experiment. Whatever inventions they do, they experiment them. Then only the people of the world accept it. You know, they show the proof of it. Otherwise, so same is here. Baba says, Baba has given us that tool of silence. He has told us what is its power. Now, how magical it can be if we use it in our day-to-day life. But because it is subtle, so, like we are used to more physical things which are easy for us to do and, think. So we are more engaged in that. So most of the times our go in that only. So we are not experiment the subtle powers. When we are more in our avyakta stage, we need to keep attention to maintain our stage, subtle stage, more of incorporeal, bodiless stage. That's why Baba says, keep doing drill in between. Now try to be introvert most of the time. Don't come into speech much. Speak only when it is needed. Don't go into waste. So if I pay attention to this all dhanas, then I will be able to improve my power of mind. Then my power of silence level will be more. And then I will find that I am getting that success. If I am having any good wishes for any soul whom I want to help and support, then it works. And I have experimented it, because as a doctor, when I was in Global Hospital, we had such patients, they were dying, near death, we would say like that. And I knew that if I use my mind for these souls, those who are suffering because they need help, we are treating them, it's okay with the medicines and whatever, equipments we can use for them. But still, as Baba said, to experiment. So if I experiment, I just tried initially whether it works or not, just to test whether it works or not. So the first patient I worked when the hospital just started, a few months it was. And one patient, or BK patient, he was having pneumonia and he got admitted here. And because of pneumonia, he was in shock. Shock means the BP was so low and it was not coming up. We were trying our best. We were few doctors in the hospital, but it was not coming up. So because already 2-3 days were passed and he was not improving, so his relatives were informed that anything can happen, so you must come. I was on night duty, so I thought I will try for him, and I did yoga for that soul. And whatever time I could give him. So in next day morning, he started improving a bit, not much, but little bit there was sign of improvement. And then I went back. Then next day too, I was on night duty and I did the same. And before leaving, before I left from my duty, I went to see him. And he opened his eyes. He became conscious. He was unconscious actually, but then he became conscious. And he told me, I had vision of Baba. When I smiled to him, he said, I had vision of Baba, and Baba told me, child, you will be all right. So I know I will be all right. So I was so happy, because I was doing whole night, I was on night duty. So whenever I was free from my all duty, then I was doing meditation for him, especially sending vibrations to him. so that, you know, like he comes out of his this serious condition and all. And really, gradually he improved, and within few days, I think almost in 1 week, he was okay. And he was discharged within the next 10 days, and he went back. So he became all right. So although he was so serious, so like Baba says, if we experiment, then really, you know, like it has even healing power. You know, like for our seniors, sometimes we are told that give vibrations for their healing so that they can come out from their illness. So it works. But my mind should be that powerful, that focused. If I am not focused, or if I am not peace at myself, no, I need to have that power in my mind. Then only I will be able to, no, like send those energies to the person, and then I find that success. Sometimes we feel that I am trying, but I am not getting that success. No.
That was a wonderful story. You talked a lot about the viceless wireless, which Papa has talked about for many, many years. And I wondered if, you know, in our day-to-day life, something like when we offer Borg, this is a way of knowing if our wireless is viceless, and maybe we can experiment in that way, and what feelings and thoughts we are getting from Baba in that
yes,
way.
Yes, we can. No, like we can catch what Baba is talking to me, Baba is saying to me. It's only when my mind is clear. So that's what Baba says to us. Clean and clear. Our intellect should be clean and clear to receive Baba's messages. And then we can really apply them, no, what Baba has told me.
So you can't really get past this point that it's a very, very clean energy, and so you can't just intellectualize it. You have to have that experience of purity and maintain that in order to experience the power of silence and for it to be useful in service. Is that right?
Yes. Miss, as Baba says this to us, although we are all effort makers, me too, but still, you know, like most of the time I try to keep my mind and intellect clean. It's not that situation doesn't come and they do not give us waste thoughts, and sometimes, you know, like there is even Maya also comes, but as being, you know, in this knowledge for so many years, now we can discriminate very clearly, you know, like waste thoughts and negative thoughts, whichever arise, and I am able to put a full stop to them, and I am able to transform them, you know, like negative into positive, and I try to keep my mind clear all the time. Because being in Madhuban, you know, like you should be available here all the time for the service. So if any time I'm not in that stage, then it's going to affect the quality of service we are giving. So that's how I try my best.
Thank you. You mentioned a story about Uri Geller before, and I had a little experience just a couple of days ago, very similar, where I went to Baba's new farm, Dadigulsa farm, and the soil is so barren looking, and yet the fruits and vegetables are so healthy and so plentiful and so beautiful. And I went around the farm with the brother Harish Bhai, and he kept praising the land, he kept praising Baba, and he was doing it over and over.
We call it yogic kheti, no, yogic farming. So this is again experiment on the nature, No, with our vibrations of purity and good wishes for the nature. So that also, no, like give good results. Even sometimes we grow the vegetables the biggest size. Once we were actually rewarded for that, no, in the district. In the district, they reward the farmers for the best farming they did. Mm. So, no, like in Tapovan, that's our another campus farmhouse. So once we had such a big this cauliflower, very big cauliflower. So then it was taken to that competition, and no, we got that first prize. We were rewarded for that. So although there were no fertilizers used, it's just organic farming, but still the results are so good.
They would have been able to make a lot of pakoras with that one, yeah, with that cauliflower, if it was so huge. Anyway, thank you so much. We're coming to the end of our time, and I wondered if we could all, as a group, in a group vibration, try to generate an experiment with the power of silence for 5 minutes. Would that be okay?